Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Brandon from Seattle is. Brandon, are you there?
I'm here. How you guys doing for it?
We're doing great, Brandon. Hey, by chance, were you listening to the men's room at 5:40 on Friday to get the cheat sheet?
Absolutely not.
He's so honest.
Long weekend. Can't expect somebody to remember from that far ago, too.
No way. Steve, get out of here.
Let's go.
For those who are playing along at home, Brandon will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the nickname for the Friday after Thanksgiving?
Black Friday.
Yes. Where do the Seattle Torrent play their home games?
Say that again?
Where do the Seattle Torrent play their home games?
Pass.
Which Disney character's love interest is Nala?
Simba.
Yes. In what gland is human growth hormone produced?
Pass.
What vehicle pass expedites travel between the U.S. and Canada?
Pass again.
What decade was Sylvester Stallone born?
50s?
No.
40s.
Yes. Which Rocky Mountain state was named for the color red?
Colorado?
Yes. What Utah. Is the last word in the Bible?
Pass.
Kiko, Pygmy, and Nubian are all breeds of what farm animal?
Cows?
No.
Sheep?
No.
Pigs.
No. Less than 10. How many countries have territory within the Arctic Circle?
I have no idea.
Oh, we got you down for 4, Brandon.
Oh, boy.
You know, the cheat sheet could have given you a couple there.
Yeah, I was off way before that came out, so.
All good. All good.
Steve's distracted. Look at him being all distracted.
Were you deep in thought out there?
I was meditating.
Oh, good. Well, you might need
He's ready then.
I was trying to improve how I did in the last game because I felt like my brain wasn't fully functioning. Did get the win just like the Seahawks, but it was ugly.
All right, Steve, welcome back. Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What do we call the Friday after Thanksgiving?
Black Friday.
You know it. Where do the Seattle Torrent play their home games?
At Climate Pledge Arena.
They do. Which Disney character's love interest is Nala?
Damn it. The Lion King.
I need the character name.
Mufasa?
No.
King Lion?
No. In what gland is human growth hormone produced?
Is that the pituitary?
It is. What vehicle pass expedites travel between Canada and the U.S.?
What vehicle? What?
Vehicle pass. Which vehicle pass expedites travel between
Nexus.
Canada? Yeah, there you go. What decade was Sylvester Stallone born?
I'm going to go 40s.
Yes. Which Rocky Mountain state was named for the color red?
Colorado.
Yeah. What is the last word in the Bible?
End.
No.
God.
No.
Love.
No. Kiko, Pygmy, and Nubian are all breeds of what farm animal?
Pigs.
No.
What?
Kiko, Pygmy, and Nubian are all breeds of what farm animal? Yes, Steve. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. That is a win. 7-4. Sorry, Brandon.
Oh, it's all good. I enjoyed it.
That's right.
Brandon, we enjoyed it as well. Have a great day.
Disney character whose love interest is Nala. Our friend Brandon knew it. Simba.
Simba.
The Lion King. The last word in the Bible.
I'm going to kick myself for this. It's amen, isn't it?
It is.
Again, well, see my brain? I didn't meditate long enough.
Your wife is going to be so disappointed.
Oh, I'm sleeping on the couch, yes.
One that you did not get to? Amen, less than 10. How many countries have territory within the Arctic Circle?
Huh?
How many countries have territory within the Arctic
Three.
Circle? No. 8.
Okay.
Yeah, congratulations on another win, Steve.
Let's go.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have launched Coats for Kids for the season, Rockaholics, and we cannot thank those who have already stepped up enough for getting us off and running in the right direction. And we have a big goal this year, $50,000.
And we're way away from that. But, you know, getting closer and closer, we're over $4,100 raised for Coats for Kids. And $25 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need, but whatever amount you can afford. James Frith donated $25. Boom, taken care of. Then you got to give a shout to Donald Freelove, who donated $169. Joining the 69 Club plus 100. Alan Bush donated $100 and Carrie Munich also donated $100. Any amount helps. Thank you, Rockaholics, for helping us get closer and closer to our goal.
You can also make a donation by heading to KISW.com. Thanksgiving is just a couple days away. And yesterday, Steve Miggs, yes. You got into a little Thanksgiving chat with your daughter Tatum, who's 5 years old.
She's 5 years old, going to be 6 next month. And she's very, very fired up about Thanksgiving. And so she's like, Dad, did you know that Mom and Grandma are making mashed potatoes with marshmallows on them?
Oh, God.
I'm like, well, that's not exactly what they're making. So then we had a nice little chat about candied yams. And I figured you would love to hear this, Taryn and Danny. Ugh. Yeah.
They're called candied yams.
Where for daughter.
Yeah.
They sound
really good. See? See, even the kids know what's up.
She just heard marshmallows and got excited.
Yes, that's all you need.
Potatoes and marshmallows are my favorite.
Me too. It's the best thing at Thanksgiving. Can you believe there are people in this world that don't like that?
Does that sound like a brainwashing to you or what, Danny?
I'm concerned for her safety, honestly.
Don't like that?
That's crazy.
And you know who those two people are that don't? I know. The two people that are on this shirt I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, I was wearing our Thanksgiving shirt, and I pointed at you and Danny just so she could see what stupidity looks like.
Wow. Yes.
But you like it.
I like it. But these two don't like candied yams. Can you believe that?
No. A lot of people probably like it, but probably a couple more people don't. But the rest, a lot probably like it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Totally following.
See, sometimes talking to a child is also like talking to an adult. That's drunk.
Yes.
yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we're talking about, kid.
My mom still makes pumpkin pie.
Ooh, you know what also?
With whipped cream on it.
Taryn doesn't like pumpkin pie.
Why do you look so upset? I'm just telling her the truth.
It's true.
You're slandering me to your 5-year-old.
I'm just telling her what you like and don't like.
Oh, God. I can't actually believe.
Danny likes pumpkin pie.
I love pumpkin pie.
And she doesn't like bananas.
I used to not like them, but now I really do.
Yeah, because you grow up.
Yeah.
Wow.
I am feeling rage.
You okay there, Steve?
I'm just talking to my child about my friends.
I told her that you like it now, Danny. So you're on our good side.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Usually when you're very little, like when you're 4 or like half age, 5.
That's 4 and a half, I think.
You don't like bananas.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie sounds really good.
I mean,
she's not wrong. It does sound really good. I think we should make a banana pumpkin pie for Taryn this year.
Oh, my God. What
like
is
a banana
matter
cream
with you guys?
Pumpkin pie?
Oh.
Yes.
Sounds really good.
And candied yams.
Those are my favorites on Thanksgiving.
Me, too. Excited to watch football?
I actually am. And watch the Macy's Parade.
On the Macy's Parade, yeah.
That's the best.
Honestly, I feel like she is breathing new life into Thanksgiving, though. You know, I feel like we're always complaining about people skipping from Halloween straight to Christmas. This kid is living in the moment.
She's ready for pumpkin pie. She's ready for candied yams. She's ready for football.
It's cool.
And the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Nailed it.
Are you a Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade person?
I mean, it's always on in the background, but I'm not really, like, actively watching it. But I think it's fine. It's not like I'm, like, getting up extra early to watch it, but we'll put it on.
Oh, that's, my wife is all about the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I used to think I was. Like, I'd wake up and I'd, like, get coffee and then, like, 15 minutes, I'm like, all right, this is boring.
Dude, I'm the same way. Like, I'll put on, like, can we just fast forward through this crap? Like, this is so stupid. Like, yeah. I just want to see the big balloons.
Yeah, the big balloons. I don't want to see all the marching. Like, it's great that they all get to go there, but I'm just like, eh.
Did a local, I think a local one got to do it last year.
That's so cool. That would be pretty
Mercer
legendary.
Island marching band. I don't know.
Clearly. So cool.
Yeah.
We watched it, obviously.
Very invested.
So should we bring, I mean, at what point are you going to grow up and eat bananas? You're not, you know, half of five.
I mean, give me your bananas. I'll just feed them straight to my chickens. That's what I do with bananas. They are farm food.
I think about the curse.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks had a victory yesterday of sorts, but why are Seahawks fans angry about the win? We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
After throwing four interceptions the week prior, yesterday Sam Darnold threw no interceptions at all.
There was one that guy was close. And I was like, what are we doing? And then you find out that he got bumped. I'm like, okay. Because I was like, who is he throwing that to?
Oh, boy.
That got a little nerve-wracking.
He did throw for 244 yards and two touchdowns, leading the Seahawks to a 30-24 win over the Titans, keeping Seattle atop the NFC wild card race at 8-3. So then after the game, Coach Mike McDonald was talking about our win.
It's a good win. You know, it's tough coming east. 10 a.m. game for our guys. You got to give the Titans a lot of credit. They played extremely hard. I mean, their quarterback played really well. He's a really hard guy to get on the ground.
Dude, Cam Ward. I mean, I'm shocked that he even ever stepped foot at WSU. He's so good.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Look, you don't play teams' records in this league. Teams are too talented. This team's a talented team that is coached well, and they played hard. They just they've had a lot of one-score games that haven't gone their way. And today's another one, so hats off to them.
I feel like he was, like, addressing every single, like, upset Hawks fan or over-the-top, like, you know, sports radio guy that wants to, like, crap on them, even though they won the game.
Sure. Many fans not happy with the win because they felt that it was way too close for comfort with that score of 30-24.
Let's we check with Mike McDonald about that.
Bro, I really don't care.
Okay, good.
And maybe the Titans aren't as bad as they had appeared to be leading up to that game. So let's go straight to the comments.
All right, we found a bunch of these comments. I'm like, well, who the hell could read it? And I came across something that's made me think that it is the Seahawks' 50th year. So on this little app that has these celebrity quote-unquote voice impersonators, it also has a 50s news guy. So we have the 1950s era news guy reading some of these comments.
It was a good game, you hear?
Pretty much, yes. So here's the first comment about the Seahawks winning, although some people not too happy about the fact that they didn't win big.
Great job, Hawks. Starting strong and maintaining that win.
There we go. So somebody's positive.
Yeah.
That was a horrible win.
Okay, now we go to that part.
It was pretty bad.
Do you care?
Do I care?
Do you care that they had an ugly win?
I mean, again, a win is a win, but I'm like, we cannot play like that in the weeks that come.
Yeah, I'm fine if they play like that as long as it's a W. I don't care. Like, I did. To me, it's like, as long as you win the game, I'm a happy camper.
Oh, boy.
We just let a one-win team nearly beat us. This team should be embarrassed by this win. I know I am.
Although, the random person on social media is embarrassed, and I think, you know, Sam Darnold and the rest of the guys should be embarrassed, too.
They all read that comment, I'm sure.
Yes.
What in the actual f*** was that? Our coaching sucks. I thought he was a defensive genius. We almost lost to the Titans.
Yeah, but we almost lost to the Titans with a really, like, our defense is massive. There's a lot of injuries going on.
Yeah.
Julian Love's not out there. Ernest Jones wasn't out there as well. If anything, I think it's a testament to how good of a job Mike McDonald does coaching, where you have a guy who just came up from the practice squad actually make a difference in the game.
Very true.
But also, there were moments where, like, this guy's hurt, and I'm like, I don't even know who that guy is.
Nope.
He's like the backup to the backup.
You keyboard whiners are so annoying.
Yeah, Taryn.
I didn't say anything on the internet. I'm just saying it here.
Cool, we won. But we almost choked, and that makes me mad. We should have won by 50.
I'm so mad.
By 50, for the 50th year.
I did look at it because, you know, Mike McDonald said, hey, they lost a lot of one-score games, and I looked it over, and I was like, yeah, you're right, coach. And I look it over, I'm like, they lost a lot of one-score games to a lot of, like, okay teams. They also lost multiple score games to the teams that should be beating them by multiple scores.
For sure.
Yeah.
Barely got a win against the worst team in the league. Sure, we won. But I'm pissed.
That was, again, Tyron Daly.
I was just a little frustrated.
Dan, are you upset if they lose? I mean, if they win, but they win in a sloppy form?
No, as long as... The only thing I get mad about is that I just get stressed out.
Yes.
Like, try, and I'm like, can you not do that to me? Can we just win 40-0? Like, that's the only thing that I get mad about. But at the end of the day, I'm like, we won. We're going to get Taco Bell. I'm good.
Like, when they had that game against the Saints, you're like, okay, this game's over before it even started. It's kind of like a fun ride where you can just kind of enjoy the game for whatever it is. But the punt return did get me nervous.
Oh, for sure.
I was like, no.
Don't do this to us.
No doubt about it. We're going to the finals. It's clear that Jackson is the greatest wide receiver of all time, and this Seahawks team has already surpassed Brady's Patriots.
I want whatever that person's smoking.
Yeah.
And also, I think it's called the Super Bowl.
The finals.
The finals.
Before I even opened the comments, I knew, cue the complaints from people who wouldn't last 10 seconds on a football field themselves.
Yeah. But that's what fans do.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just be happy with a win.
And we're Seattle fans. Like, we're just disgruntled in general.
But what would you rather? I mean, last week they lost and it sucked, but, like, you know, there was a lot of optimism because, you know, it was still a very good team. The fact that they gave up four interceptions and they were still only, you know, one play away from winning the game. Some people had a lot of optimism. And this week I feel like people are more upset about this win than people were upset about the loss.
Yeah, you make a good point.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That game f***ing sucks. Sloppy football allowed the other team to catch up. We just straight up fell asleep at the wheel. Played better.
Yeah. Played better.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Join us on December 12th. It's a Friday night. We're going to be at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett for Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. Brent and Zach from Shinedown are going to be there. The Pretty Reckless is going to be there. Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, all going to be there. And those tickets, you can be there too at KISW.com.
Play better.
We know that many of you are just starting your day and you might be a little curious as to what's happening out there in the world. And pop culture, it's just out of control all the time. So we've gone through it all to tell you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Migs Show. Let's go!
Now, we do get some very interesting calls here on this show at this radio station every week.
What was the baby? Was it Juicy?
Juicy?
Juicy still might be one of my favorites. We still haven't found her baby daddy.
We have not.
No.
But this call was on a totally different level. It happened with some radio hosts in D.C. Elliot in the Morning, D.C. 101.
Elliot, yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe this, but they got a call from a guy who sent them pictures of a dead body that he had found 18 days earlier. What he ended up telling them next was just as weird.
I sent Diane a few pictures of me exploring nature, and look what I came upon.
Dude, you found a dead body?
Yes. This may sound sick, but I've always wanted to come upon something like that.
Tell me.
Can confirm that does sound sick. Have you ever had a moment where you're hoping to...
Not a chance.
No.
No, I'm weird, but I'm not like that weird.
Yeah, like, what is it? Stand by me. You want to see a dead body? Oh, no, I don't want to see a dead body.
Tell me you called the police.
Yeah, no, not yet.
Huh?
What did you say, 18 days?
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, call the cops.
Yeah, are the remains still out on that campsite?
Yes. It's along the highway, thoroughfare, or whatever.
The fact that he said it so confidently, yes, that means he's visited it more than once, I would assume.
This is very strange.
Can you please call the police?
Yes, I'm going to do that today.
Detectives were able to locate the body.
Oh, so he actually did call them today.
Yes.
That was nice of him.
Now there's an investigation underway, but yeah, that is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
That is just out and out insane. Wow. I don't even know what we would... Like, I mean, I would hope that we would say, did you call the cops? I don't even know if I would even think to ask that because I would just have assumed that he already did that.
Right?
Right?
That sounds like... It sounds like a Halloween bit. Like, I know it's not because they actually found the body.
Right,
but I'm
right,
like, I would
right.
expect like that to be like, oh, just kidding. We found the body. Hey, goofy radio.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody out there was like you guys, this is a fake story. Yeah. And then it turns out, no, the cops actually found the fake body. The fake body. The dead body. Or they went to the next level and actually planted a fake dead body.
Oh, gosh.
No. Also very strange. Not on that level, but there's a woman in North Carolina. She had a little bit of a strange thing happen while she was driving to work where a cat slammed into her windshield while driving. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I saw the video.
It is insane. So here's her 911 call where she explains what happened. And it's just a very cheerful conversation between her and a 911 dispatcher about something very gruesome.
Swain County 911.
Okay, you may not believe me, but I just had a bald eagle drop a cat through my windshield. It absolutely shattered my windshield.
Now, she did try calling that radio station in Washington, D.C., but you know, they didn't put
they
her
didn't
through.
Dig up.
No.
I do believe you, honestly. Oh, my goodness. I've heard crazier.
Well, that's terrifying.
She's like, okay. Well,
that's unsettling.
Weird. Yeah. Yeah. Another question, is the cat still alive?
No, it is not, but it's okay. On the side of the road.
Okay, well, I have to ask just to make sure.
Honestly, this was all very shocking to me. I'm like, was it a very large cat? Because to me, that just seems like you'd need to be a pretty heavy cat to break through a windshield.
Yeah, but with the speed your car is going, I don't think you have to go that heavy.
I don't know.
Heavy. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to test this theory out.
Neither do I.
No.
Also, I want to talk to the 911 operator and be like, what crazier have you had happen than just that?
Oh, I bet she's got stories that'll make that. That's why she's giggling at this.
I mean,
for her to giggle at something like this, you know she's got some dark stories. So then later on, the woman who had the cat hit the windshield, her name Melissa, she goes into more detail when she was being interviewed about it.
I drive that road every single morning. I did see the bald eagle coming from a distance, and I'm not used to seeing them there. So I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I realized it had something with it. Once I realized it was a cat, it barely had a hold on it, and it dropped it right on my windshield.
Yeah, that's the craziest part, that this eagle's just flying around with a cat in its mouth.
So insane.
It sounded like a bomb went off. There's glass everywhere. I could see the cat in my passenger seat. I have guts all over me. There's glass everywhere. Thankfully, the cat was dead long before it ever hit my windshield. I could tell its insides were outside. Of course, insurance is a battle, so I'm trying to get them to help me out. She's like, we never hear stories like this. You're going to be the talk of my entire division for quite a while.
That's the thing is, right now, she's still having an issue with her insurance, which I guess there's really... I don't know if they've ever had an incident where they have had a cat fly into a windshield.
You know, you talk about 911 dispatchers having some wild stories. I bet the insurance companies have some wild stories, too.
But apparently, they said they were going to have to pay for her vehicle to be towed, and she's still trying to get them to replace the windshield.
Holy cow.
I mean, what else are you supposed to... Like, I mean, this is why we pay for insurance. Like, you would think they would just be like, all right, crazy story, but we'll fix it.
That's what they're supposed to do, right? Handle it.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs, the man who has 367 wins,
wow.
126 losses,
oh.
105 ties in 2025? 206-803-ROCK.
6-7-6-7-6-7.
We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.